for me, at a personal level, I am so pleased with this announcement, because part of my political philosophy from day one has always been that people should have the opportunity to live and work in their own area. I talk again and again about balanced regional development. You can't have that without people. And I'm hoping that these changes that are announced will be an attraction for at least some of the young people who are going to Australia and elsewhere to find work. Because what we can say now, and it's important to say this as well, subject to proper planning, wastewater, etc., for the first time in 20 years, there will be a different approach to building a one-off house in the rural areas. And I'm so pleased to be part of a government that introduced this, and of the independent group that lobbied really hard to make this happen. And one of the things I would say is, if people want to assess how this might impact, just look, for example, at the impact of the Cree-Conia scheme in Donegal alone in 2025. Would you believe there was over 1,060 houses approved in 2025 alone under that scheme? So you can see how important this scheme will be, because it will have fair, clear and consistent approach to rural planning. And for any of your listeners who are wondering, what is rural? Because that's one of the first questions. It's any settlement or town, a population less than 1,500 in the last census, or of course the wider rural areas. So that's what we're talking about here this morning.
And in terms of the impact this will have on communities, so many discussions here in Donegal and elsewhere across the country about the risk of schools closing, about post offices closing, about local community facilities closing. The more people you have in a community, the more chance you have of keeping that school, keeping that teacher, keeping that post office.
Look, it's all part of the same process. And there are restrictions around this that will help in the direction that you speak of, because this has to be your first home built in that rural area. There's a few very limited exceptions. But crucially, the condition is that the house is to be used as a permanent main home for at least 10 years and cannot be used for short-term rentals during that period. So this policy is designed to get people not just building, but living in rural areas. And some of the restrictions that were there, and many of your listeners will be well aware of them, those are being removed. Obviously, we have to have proper planning. We all have to live together. Our septic tanks will now be under the EPA guidelines. So those who say, what about all the septic tanks that are failing? I understand the argument they make, but this is a new regime, a new way of doing things. This, you know, local needs criteria no longer applies in many areas. It does if an area is under urban development, but if it's in a rural area, and that's what I'm talking about, then the local needs no longer apply. So it's not a free-for-all. Some people are suggesting this, that there'll be no proper planning. There absolutely will be, but some of the needless restrictions, and indeed, from my time in the European Parliament, some of the restrictions that the European Commission said were illegal will now be removed. Right.